You're listening to Mountain West Voices. I'm Clay Scott. In the southwest corner of Saskatchewan, straddling the border with Alberta, the Cypress Hills rise up dramatically from the prairie that stretches for miles in every direction. This is a landscape of mixed native grassland that gives way to lodgepole forests, then poplar and white spruce. Driving south and east from the town of Maple Creek, it was easy for me to understand why this beautiful place had been both a home and a refuge for the inhabitants of this area for many centuries. After about 20 miles of dirt road that wound higher into the hills, I found a small community of people whose ancestors had managed to resist the Canadian government pressure that moved most of the Cypress Hills natives far to the north. This is the Nikanit Band of Plains Cree, and the people I visited with were happy to talk about their connection to this place. One of them was Linda Oakes.
Standing here, I don't have anything, just materialistic stuff, but I consider myself a rich person. I'm very proud of the history, our heritage, Very, very proud. So when I walk around, I walk around with my head up high. Because I know I am Cree. The Creator put me here as one of his right-hand people. And I walk on Mother Earth here. Chief Niganita stayed in these hills because these hills were very sacred to the Cree Nation. And there were stories that were told about him telling his people. As a matter of fact, he laid on his deathbed and he took a soil of the dirt in his hand and he told the people, his followers, not to ever leave these hills. These are sacred hills. You get that feeling of belonging. And I myself, I'm over 50 years old, and I did lose my language at one time. I ended up in a sanatorium. I was 5 years old. I was there for a year and 10 days. I came home and I lost my Cree language. So my grandfather, old Abel Oakes, known as Miss Stickleman, was a great teacher. And he used to tell me, don't ever be ashamed of your language. That is your language. You're a native person. You're a person from this earth, he told me. And that's your language. The Creator gave us languages to speak. So don't ever be ashamed of your language. The English language, to me, is a foreign language that comes from overseas. And as Native people, First Nations people, we were given languages. And we are to maintain those languages. I have lived in the city for 11 years, too, back in my late teen years. And coming back to the community, I had my mother here, and because that's all my mother spoke was a Cree language. She didn't speak very much English, because she used to tell me, "I don't talk that language, and that's not your language." But yet when I was out there, I was told, "You can't speak your language. You got to speak the English language." So I was very, confused, and even being traumatized. It was hard. Language is very important to us. Without language and culture, then you're lost. My great-great-grandfather, Chief Niganit, when he was on his deathbed, he had told his followers to just stay here in the hills because these are sacred hills, just like the Sioux. The Sioux have their sacred hills, Black Hills. These are our sacred hills, the Cree, within the Cree Nation. We just had our powwow here this past weekend, and unfortunately we had to move our powwow to town because we got rained out. And one of the ladies in town, as we were cleaning up that morning, my sister-in-law was out there cleaning, and the lady from across the street came, a Caucasian woman, and she told my sister-in-law, this place was a very beautiful place before you Indians came along. But I always say, we were here first, and we're not going anywhere. This is our land. Yeah, when with the federal government was trying to starve Nigonit and his followers, he couldn't do it. They still survived, and that's why, you know, we are living proof. We're still here, and we're going to be here. We're here to stay.
You've been listening to Linda Oakes on the Nikanit Reserve in Saskatchewan. Next week on Mountain West Voices, we'll hear more voices from Nikanit. Our series is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Additional support was provided by the Greater Montana Foundation. To see images of today's story or to listen to and download more than 120 stories from around the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestvoices.org. I'm Clay Scott.